This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Todd, we got a lot of work to do here in the next 50 minutes. So we've got a couple callers. We've got Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the line, but we're going to jump to Ryan in Aberdeen with a quick comment, Ryan, about school opening.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just wanted to make a comment in regard to your caller who expressed concern about grandparents and kind of playing a little devil's advocate here, but I think some perspective is called for. 7 years ago, I lost my own grandmother to a stroke at the age of 86. And a couple of months ago, as this COVID was kind of taking off as a hot-button political issue, I was listening to a radio show where they interviewed a guy who lost his grandmother to COVID at the age of 89. And it just kind of got me to thinking that I'd have given my right eye to be able to spend 3 more years with my grandmother, regardless of how she passed away. But, you know, I'm not comfortable with the idea of using the elderly as part of this political football.
Certainly, every family is going to have those choices to make on their own. So we've also got a Ryan in North Dakota with a comment on opening schools.
Hang on, there we go. My mic froze up.
Hey, Ryan.
My button, rather.
Hi. Hey, I just had a comment. My children have been going to a center since May with 200 other elementary-age kids from kindergarten to sixth grade, and there hasn't been an outbreak, or I haven't heard of any cases, and they haven't shut anything down all summer long. I'm just wondering why we need to deviate from separating our kids going to school from different alphabets.
Well, good comment, Ryan. And I think one of the issues we discussed here over the break was the fact some of these schools are just really full with really big class sizes, and it kind of goes over the guidelines. So I think a lot of that variation might depend upon the size of the school, how many kids you have in class, the type of classrooms you have available, and et cetera. So thanks for the comment. Congressman Armstrong, are you on the line this morning? Good morning.
I am. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great, Kelly. We've got a caller for you, but first I'm going to ask you the question that everybody's getting asked this morning. It's the second half of August. What's got you most excited about the upcoming fall?
Well, obviously hunting season is what I always look forward to. We got an election November 3rd, which is obviously very, very important, not just for the state of North Dakota, but for the whole country. And you know, this is the time of year it sounds like we're getting called back to DC by the end of the week, but this is the time of year I get to go out and meet with as many people as I can from communities big and small across North Dakota. I'm actually in Headinger right now, so that's my favorite part of the job, so it's always fun to do that.
Kelly, you've been crossing the state. What's the mood out there? What are you finding from corner to corner across the state?
I mean, the mood is people are nervous, people are ready to go, but, I mean, whether it's school openings, state budget issues, obviously the election, those types of things, crops and look in different shape all across the state. So right about this time you hear that, and that's a more local issue, but I think people are ready to go, and people are ready to, on, get back to work, and open up our economy.
You're headed back to Washington. I saw the Speaker of the House was calling you back in. What's your thoughts on the stimulus package, and maybe what's it need to have for North Dakota?
Yeah, so I think one thing is it's important to remember there's close to $1 trillion that are still up from the last package, so that's a big part of it that hasn't even been deployed yet. I think I think this needs to be more targeted at to the issues that really do exist. Restaurants are a good example. Different places that have been uniquely hit in this type of environment that some of the prior PPP, while incredibly helpful, didn't necessarily solve all of those problems. But, I mean, we need to do it. We need to make sure it's going. But it also cannot disincentivize entire communities and entire towns all across this country from reopening, regardless of what the science says. That's what my concern is.
We've got a caller, Gene. You're on the line. You've got a question for Congressman Armstrong this morning.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Armstrong, have your people told you that you've got a standing invitation out for coming out here to Berea for ribeyes on applewood and rhubarb pie and corn on the cob? Have your people told you that yet?
That sounds fantastic. They're probably holding off on telling me. I got one more week of pretty hard diet. I was pretty good at quarantining, so I'm assuming I'll get that information when they know I'm going to make my goal by the end of the week. But that sounds fantastic.
Hey, Gene.
The rhubarb pie sounds fantastic as well, which is probably why they're not telling me.
Hey, Gene. I consider myself pretty well North Dakota versed, but I've got no idea where Berea is. And by the way, if you're going to offer up an invite
City.
Like that, the host has to get invited too.
It's just west of Valley City.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for the invite, and Kelly and I will be out there soon. So if he, I'll take his share of pie. So let's see, Congressman, we got Nate in Fargo.
Good morning. Good morning, Representative Armstrong. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you, Nate?
Pretty good, pretty good. I, too, am getting pretty excited for hunting season. We tend to get ready pretty early in our family. But I have a question for you. Is everybody in Congress is okay with a peaceful protest? They say let them protest as part of the First Amendment. Well, I have a constitutional right as well, and that is voting in person. If we can have voting, if we can have peaceful protests, how come we can't have peaceful voting? And that's my question for you today. Thanks, Representative Armstrong.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Now, I will say this, and this is important to me because I'm on the committees that deal with these issues before this ever broke out, like the Democrats' national voting bill that would have just completely changed North Dakota election. One of the things I want to make sure, people understand my view on this, and that is there's no such thing as a national election. There are 50 state elections that elect national people. So I think every state should be required. I personally believe this, that should have in-person voting. States like North Dakota, we do it in a particular way already. We're ready for this. But I also want to be very, very careful about nationalizing our elections because in and out over the long run, that will hurt North Dakota and won't help it. But I agree with the caller. We're okay with peaceful protests. What we're not okay with are what they like to refer to as mostly peaceful protests because that's code for a riot.
Hey, Kelly, is there any requirement that a individual state can't hold up the entire general election if a state puts in place?
No. And you know it. And you know it for different reasons, but you know it because of 2000 Bush v. Gore down in Florida. California elections oftentimes aren't decided until closer to Thanksgiving, maybe even December 1st. If you look at New York's primary ballots this year, the chair of the Oversight Committee didn't know she won officially until last week. That primary was in June. So when everybody wants to go after this and talk about this, these problems are systemic and they've existed for a long time, particularly in the mail space. But what we really have to talk about is what the state's laws are regarding vote by mail. I mean, if you don't have to send a ballot out to somebody until October 30th, and you expect to get that ballot sent to somebody, filled out, mailed back by November 3rd, well, I'm just telling you, that's not going to happen, and that wouldn't happen in any year. I mean, the Postal Service has had significant systemic problems for over a decade. I mean, this isn't unique and new that came up.
Hey, Dana and Judd, I do know where Judd is. We got a quick question for Kelly before the break here.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me good?
Yep, we got you.
I can.
Kelly, are you going to be out in the eastern part of the state, in the Edgeley Valley, Jamestown area, so that I can meet up with you and discuss some issues?
I met with the mayor of Jamestown on Friday. This week we're kind of hitting western North Dakota, but we will absolutely be back out in eastern North Dakota a lot before the election.
Send a note to the congressman's staff, Dana, and he'll hook you up. So we'll be back with Congressman Armstrong after these messages.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Stand by for those lunch specials. I'll get you the info next on What's on Your Mind.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull with 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Legs, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Okay, now I can tell you what's going to be for lunch. PetroServe USA, Valley City, it's beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, yum, sausage, potato, and Harwood. Fargo, 12th Avenue, it's goulash. West Main Avenue, Fargo, chicken fettuccine. And don't forget, every Monday, any fresh-baked muffin is just 99 cents at your PetroServe USA. Proud to bring you What's on Your Mind. And CJ from Dak Diesel would be on right now, but he, like every good capitalist American, is busy helping others who need help. Dak Diesel, D-A-K Diesel, DakDiesel.com. to be able to get CJ lined up. I'll get you his, I had his number right here, but I don't have it handy. We'll get you his number before the hour runs out there, but he's a diesel specialist. So rather than take your diesel to somebody who fixes, you know, jack-of-all-trades stuff, do you want a jack-of-all-trades or do you want a specialist who really knows his stuff? You want the specialist. Dak Diesel. Tell CJ heard on What's in Your Mind. 21 after the hour. Todd Mitchell. Scott handed off today, but Ron Ness is here on What's in Your Mind.
Well, thanks, Todd. We're going to wrap up this half hour with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and we've got a number of text questions here on Measure 3, Kelly. But first and foremost, the most important thing I think, of your fall, Kelly, is you've got a daughter with a second-year doe tag, and your wife has just taken her hunter safety course and passed, and she has a deer tag. And your young son, I bet he's so fired up to go with mom and his sister and help them harvest a deer this fall.
Actually, the most fun I've ever had was, I think, ever hunting was with my daughter last year when she got her first whitetail doe. It was, I grew up with that. My dad's friends taking me hunting. And it'll be interesting. I'm not sure I'll get my wife to do it or not. She did hunter safety, which I'm glad she did. I'm not going to push her into it, but having the whole family out there sitting in a deer blind is about the best thing I can think of that makes me love North Dakota. So,
well, I think those are the greatest successes as a hunter and a sportsman is getting your kids out there and getting them fired up about it, whether or not they.
That youth program really should be celebrated. The Game and Fish has done a great job, because if we love this heritage and we love what we do, getting young people into the outdoors is good for the young people, but it's also good for what we love.
Well, I was around the legislature those years, and the guy sitting to my left, Representative Todd Porter, I think is probably more responsible for getting those youth seasons moved down to ages where those kids can still be interested before they move on to other things in their life. So, Kelly, let's talk about Measure 3. I've got a whole host of texts here, and I know you're pretty passionate about this issue, and I'll just start down these text questions if you're okay with that. Who's really behind this measure? There's a local group out front. It seems to be out front, but who's really behind this, and what do they want?
Yeah, the local group is an astroturf organization. 99% of their funding comes from groups like Fair Vote, Vote Smart. Go look at who the people who funded those organizations are, and then look at what else they support across the country. They do not have North Dakota's best interest at heart. They just simply don't. They don't like who we elect. They don't like how we conduct business. They can't win in a free and fair election, so they're trying to change the way we do it. It's that simple. They're trying to change who we elect and how we govern the state of North Dakota. And I think that should scare anybody that outside groups can come in here and try and change how we do things here.
There was a lawsuit filed last week by the Brighter Future Alliance alleging that they didn't tell signatories on this at the post office and the grocery stores all the facts when they were signing it. What do you see on that one?
Well, I know they were lying to people. The only thing they were talking to them about was the one minor section that doesn't really matter all that much about extending overseas veterans the ability to vote. We have the easiest ballot access in North Dakota, and we have the easiest voting access in North Dakota. But I think the lawsuit has a chance because they cite the Century Code. Outside of bad law, I don't know why you would have the Century Code in the North Dakota Constitution, but they don't cite the underlying text to the Century Code. That's what the legal challenge is. And if you don't cite the underlying text, and the legislature can change the Constitution anytime they want just by changing that text. That's terrible public policy, and I hope the lawsuit prevails.
Kelly, one of the little hidden items in this measure is ranked choice voting, something that most of us in North Dakota had never heard of before we saw it come out after this petition was certified.
Yeah, I don't think it's hidden. I think it's their number one goal. You combine that with moving four people nonpartisan to the general and ranked choice voting. And the easiest way I can explain ranked choice voting is if you have two legitimate candidates on one or each side and you have two grievance candidates on the same side, like that, and nobody gets to 40 or nobody gets to 50% because you've sent four to the ballot, the grievance candidates get two votes. Because one of them will come off, and then whoever the people that voted for the grievance candidate's second choice is, they will determine who wins the election. So let me make that clear. If you have a socialist on the ballot that gets 10% of the vote, whoever the socialist voted for second will determine who wins the election. I've been in North Dakota politics for a long time. Our problem isn't that we don't have enough choices. When is the last time we have seen four truly legitimate candidates for any office in North Dakota? We'd be the first state in the country to do it. We'd be the second state with ranked choice voting, except I'm going to guess we're going to be the first because Maine did it 2 years ago and they loved it so much they're trying to get rid of it right away. It takes away one person, one vote. It allows people to game the system, and it is just something that is not is. It will be terrible for North Dakota, and I think it's the most dangerous thing that's been on our ballot since I've been involved in politics.
And Kelly, when they talk about open primaries, that means that they don't have to list whether they're Democrats or Republicans, or what's the intent behind that?
Yeah, that is exactly what it means. And it's so depending on how you stack it and deal with that, you move forward. But it gets rid of our convention. Our convention process becomes obsolete, which I find interesting. I mean, I don't think the Democrats have had a contested primary since I've been involved in politics for the most part. It just takes away. We have the most accessible elected officers in the entire country, and it takes all that away. We have 47 district conventions on our side. We go to all of them. We meet with the people. You have access not just to your state legislator, but oftentimes most, if not all, the statewide who are up for election. We're the only state without voter registration. We have a volunteer legislature. If you don't like how we're doing something, get involved, make a case, win an election. But don't change what makes North Dakota who it is. I'm proud of how we do things here. And these typical national party bosses, blah, blah, blah thing. I was the party boss for 3 years. And if any of you think I had control over my local districts and who was running for office, you're nuts. All I wanted to do was make sure everybody had a fair playing field. We do things well here. I don't know why we would change it and turn our elections into California jungle primaries. It makes no sense.
Representative Porter, I'm thinking I'm going to put Congressman Armstrong on a vote no on Measure 3. What do you think?
I'm leaning strong for a vote no out of Representative Armstrong.
I'm thinking that he's...
I'm still off with a little bit. I was actually going to say something nice about Todd in the youth sports thing, too, or in the youth hunting thing, too. But then when I found out he was there, I was never going to make that. I was never going to let. I would never live that down. I couldn't do it.
I had the recorder on.
One thing in here, though, that Todd might want to chime in on, it takes away the redistricting from the legislature, gives it to an appointed ethics commission, which is appointed by three people, but it also splits your House districts, doesn't it? So
it does have in there the splitting of the House districts, so it's one senator and then split geographically the House members from that same district.
So a North Dakotan would have two representatives versus three, in the legislature. So, hey, thanks, Kelly. Have a great week as you travel across North Dakota and get back to Washington and do us all proud. So we'll be back after these messages.
Thanks, Todd.
See you, Kelly.
Our guest next hour is Jeb Williams with North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So get your hunting questions out.
Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming live and online fall equipment auctions, including retirement auctions with exceptional lines of quad tracks, Case and John Deere tractors, seeding and harvest equipment, with antique tractors and livestock equipment in Tolna, Lankin, Steele, Hazleton, and Bowman, North Dakota, Baker and Dagmar, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in what's been a hostage situation in Central Texas that began yesterday. Cedar Park police had been in a standoff with a man for over 16 hours, but police have just tweeted the suspect is now in custody, and the hostages, his brother, sister, and mother, are all unharmed. Chief Mike Harmon says officers responded to a domestic call there yesterday afternoon, and three of the first cops to arrive got shot.
Once they went into the house, they were met with gunfire. Our officers returned gunfire. It is unknown if the suspect was hit by our officers.
The three-shot officers have been released from hospitals. The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight with addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich. And this is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Percent of on-campus undergraduate students receive financial aid, and right now the university is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 scholarship for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants who will transfer to the University of Mary this fall. University of Mary preparing for students on campus in September with its wide open spaces that allow for social distancing. In addition, a highly qualified emergency response team created a detailed reopening plan for safety, security, and preparedness. The Crow's Nest campus restaurant is open 24/7 and seats nearly 600 people, so there's less crowding at peak times. And instead of lecture halls of 200 or 300 students, smaller class sizes keep students and faculty safe and connect students and faculty with faculty knowing students by name. There's still time to apply to be part of that incoming class of 2020. Learn more about the University of Mary's plans to safely restart classes on campus this fall at umary.edu/prepared. 27 before the hour. What's in your mind? And in for Scott Hennon today, Ron Ness.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. We've got our last segment here. We're last half hour. We've got Jeb Williams. Do we have Jeb on the line yet? Good morning, Jeb.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So if you've been listening, you know the question that's coming. So it's the second half of August. What is Jeb Williams looking forward to this fall?
Well, one of the things I look forward to every fall, Ron, is just the diversity that North Dakota has. And I think that, you know, and that's something I've wrote a little bit about in the past and in some of the, you know, our Fall Outlook magazine articles, that if you're one-dimensional in North Dakota, you're going to have some years where you're going to be maybe a little let down, not feeling like there's as many opportunities. But if you really like to take advantage of a lot of things out there, there's generally speaking going to be some really good opportunities and a good product out there for you to take advantage of. So, and I think for the most part, a lot of people in North Dakota do appreciate that about the state, is the wide variety of upland game hunting, moving into migratory birds, and then obviously big game options. There's just so many different things that a person can do in the fall, and I think this fall especially, people are really looking forward to taking some time and enjoying our outdoors.
Well, thanks, Jeb. By the way, before I came to the studio this morning, I got notification that my antelope tag did not get drawn, so thanks for that. So
yeah,
join the club.
As I was in my meeting, Ron, I saw where we held the antelope lottery, and so I thought, gosh, I should have coordinated with licensing a little better and maybe told them to release that at about 11 o'clock this morning. That might have been might be a little helpful for the.
Yeah, we got some really tough questions ahead for you as a result of that. That's okay. So let's start with the basics here. Let's just talk about COVID and hunting and what you might expect in terms of hunters not being able to go to Canada, in terms of extra hunters coming here, not coming here. What are your thoughts from a game fish standpoint?
Yeah, so I guess I'll back up just a little bit too, Ron. You know, with the, I mean, obviously when the COVID, you know, kind of first made its presence in March, and we've been through one hunting season essentially with COVID in our lives, and that doesn't include other species that are open year round, but spring turkey season, and at that point in time, obviously there was a lot of sensitivity associated with COVID, and now, of course, you know, people, we know a lot more, and I'm not saying that there's still not some sensitivities out there, because there certainly is, but I guess we felt that the department, that we're gonna try to get people outdoors if we can, you know, I mean, we had people wondering or hoping that we were gonna cancel the spring turkey hunting season, not wanting people across the state in those different areas. Well, I guess I feel pretty strong about, you know, I mean, hunting to me, I mean, why would we cancel something when you have a family type activity, especially spring turkey season, where that family's either going to be holed up in their house or they're potentially out in the turkey blind? Well, I know which one's better. And so that was something that, you know, we felt good about, and it's something we feel good about moving forward, is trying to get people outside, trying to get people utilizing the outdoors. And based on our license sales and use in all these, you know, different areas, as far as fishing goes and even hunting activities, it definitely looks like people are taking advantage of that and utilizing our outdoors a little bit more so than in the past.
Well, I think certainly you saw the fishing this year and camping and all of those things have been extremely busy. So we're going to jump to a caller. We got Mike in Minot. Mike, you got a question for Jeb Williams?
Yeah, I was just asking about the packing out meat. Let's say you're way in there and you debone your deer. You still need just the head with that meat?
That's correct. So when you're in an area, depending on if you're in a CWD unit or not, but if you bone out your meat, you still need that identification as far as that head, then that needs to go with you until your final place of residence. Unless, like I said, you are in a CWD unit, then that head can stay right there in the field. And that's something that, look forward to some discussion about that over the next year. That was actually something that we had on our list of discussion items that we want to bring a proposal to the public to look at some different ways of doing that, to relax that a little bit. But obviously that would be a big change, and we didn't feel last spring bringing that out at our advisory board meetings was probably the best time to have that lengthy discussion that's going to need to take place about that.
Jeb, we're going to jump back to CWD in a minute here and what happens when you're in Wyoming or Montana, but I'm going to read you the question from a texter here. Both my kids went through the youth season. It took my oldest 4 years to get a tag again, and my daughter's 2 years to get a tag. I assume we're talking after the youth seasons here. South Dakota lets kids up to 18 pretty much guarantee a tag. What can we do in North Dakota to make sure these kids continue to get tags until they're 18?
Yeah, that's been a pretty common question over these last years, you know, as far as at what age do you introduce these kids to the lottery system, right? I mean, you go from, I mean, some of these youngsters can get three antlerless whitetail licenses, they can get their regular youth license, and then after that, yeah, the texter is correct that they go into the regular lottery. And so, but to answer the question is that it would take legislative approval to be able to have that changed. And again, there's lots of difference of opinions on that as far as what age is appropriate. And one of the discussions, though, too, Ron, we've had on this very issue is that, you know, how much of an effort or concentration should be placed on deer, for example, when it talks about keeping kids involved in hunting or getting them involved. And we know that, obviously, that's something that people really like and appreciate, but there are also other ways and other species that people can buy licenses every year and get them out, get them in the outdoors, and really talk about those ways, too, to help hook those kids. Because, you know, let's face it, I mean, here in North Dakota, we have a lot of demand, and we only have so much out there for a product, and so how do you fairly and adequately distribute those licenses to the public is always a lengthy conversation.
Well, one thing, Jeb, is that we know what deer numbers are on the rise again, and creating more habitat and creating more deer obviously gives us more opportunities. It wasn't too long ago, Todd, when you could get 5 or 6 doe tags, was it? I mean,
yeah, you were chasing them the whole season long, all 16 and a half days. You almost had a doe tag for every day.
And, you know, you guys have made it now, so if you're 11 or 12, you get a doe tag. So I imagine part of this might be, you know, if you really want to hunt or if you want to hunt buck, because there typically are doe opportunities out there if you apply the first time, but it's a tough issue. So, Jeb, let's talk a little bit about the electronic posting project. I think that was the big issue last session, obviously. Representative Porter's committee came out with a pilot project, and why don't you kind of update us on where it's at, and let Todd chime in if he's got some thoughts on maybe where it's going to head from here next session.
Yeah, you bet. I don't think we need to go into a lot of history, I guess, as far as that issue goes. We know that people feel there's some pretty passionate thoughts out there, and, you know, really, I mean, it's one of those things. It's tough to say that somebody is wrong or right when it comes to this issue. It's there's, like I said, some pretty strong philosophical views on it. So what the legislature passed and what we're currently doing right now is a pilot study project for 3 counties, Ramsey, Richland, and Slope, and Representative Porter can chime in here. But really, I mean, the goal of this was to really test out this concept and to test it out from a landowner point of view as far as entering their information, which that step of the process has been done. It's been complete. That was due July 15th. And so there is representation in all 3 of those counties from landowners that entered their information. So we'll be able to get feedback from them on how that process worked for them. Now it's time for the other step to get hunters to evaluate it and be able to figure out if this is an easy system, if it's clunky, what things could be improved upon. And so now it's time for them to come up with some of those different things of how well they felt it worked for them. That's available on our website as far as finding those areas on our online maps or principal maps. And so that's really where that process is at, is trying to identify those 2 steps as far as what type of efficiencies they provide, and is this a reasonable way forward.
All right, so Jeb, that information, if I'm going to Slope County or Ramsey or one of those other counties, on your website to download that app of what's posted and what's not, right? So Todd, what's your thoughts on this topic?
Well, I think people need to make sure and get that app downloaded on their phone so they have the technology available, because the only way that the legislature is going to know if this is something that will work for the future is for it to be utilized so that people put it to use, do an evaluation on it, and make sure that we know that it's something that will work in lieu of putting an actual poster on a gate, so that we don't have a whole bunch of people out there that kind of play the dumb card and say, well, I didn't know it was posted, and get cited for trespassing. So I think it's really important that the hunting community get made aware to download the app, use the system, and give it a good test.
All right. We've got a question from Lloyd in Baldwin. Lloyd, are you on the line? Hi, Lloyd. What do you got to Jeb?
It's more of a comment. The Game and Fish Department has expanded these herd reduction units, and I'm a landowner and a homeowner north of Bismarck, and I just want to offer a lot of support for that. The deer numbers have just really skyrocketed the last few years. There's been a ton more crop depredation and problems. You can drive down 1804 and see dead deer laying along the road everywhere.
Hey, Lloyd, thanks for your thanks for the comments, and we'll be back after these messages.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On your mind, I mentioned I would get you Dak Diesel's phone number, DakDiesel.com. CJ's number is 701-258-5011, 258-5011, or D-A-K Diesel, so he's spelling Dak right. I guess you could theoretically spell it with a C, but no, it is D-A-K, DakDiesel.com. What's on your mind? Also, MyPillow.com. Don't forget promo code Scott for that. All those fantastic deals, including the six-piece towel set. And it's clearance time at Schwann Buick GMC. That inventory has got to go. All varieties of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, and SUVs, over 100. And they have to go. Buy today and get the lowest finance rates in years. Our customers come from all over to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Schwann because they know Schwann as the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business. Shopper used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Ron Essen for Scott on What's in Your Mind.
All right, Jeb Williams is our guest, the division chief, the wildlife or the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeb, this is we got a quick session here, and I got a whole bunch of questions, so this is going to be kind of rapid fire questions for you. How do you tag a doe in a CWD unit?
Well, the tag can be left with the head in the ear slit, and so you know preferably if somebody you know decides to leave that head in the field or I should say, preferably if they decide to get it to us within the unit at one of the drop-off locations, what happens then is that tag stays with the deer head at that drop-off location, to where we have that proper identification of who that individual is if we need to contact them with a positive sample.
How about if you harvest an animal in Montana or Wyoming, starting antelope, deer, what do I need to be checking on?
So there's a couple things, Ron, that I always tell people, whether they're coming back into North Dakota or whether they're hunting in North Dakota in one of our chronic wasting disease units, there's really two things that we don't want coming into North Dakota, we don't want leaving certain units in North Dakota, and that's the spinal column and the brain matter, the head. And so basically the restrictions are that you can still bring out your meat. They can be quartered. They can be, it can be boned out, those types of things. But you're going to bring the head out of that unit. It needs to be caped out, just needs to be clean antlers. Or if you're going to do a European mount, it needs to be boiled, free of all the tissue and brain matter clean, those types of things. So, one of the things we've been communicating with, Ron, with people in our CWD units in North Dakota, they're notified if they're hunting in that area. We need to just ask them to take a few minutes to make sure they're prepared as far as traveling out of that unit once they harvest that deer. But on our website, we've got lots of good information about that and helpful tips that are available for them as well.
So I got a whole bunch of questions here. Back on that doe tag in the CWD, if you don't bring the head in, what do you do? You can't take the head out of the unit? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, yeah. So for CWD units, if somebody harvests a doe, they can do two things. They leave the head right in the, right where the spot where it was harvested in that unit. Because that's when we're in a CWD, when we have a CWD area, if there's known CWD in that unit, we're basically thinking to ourselves and saying that, there's CWD here. We need to do all that we can to try to leave these high-risk body parts in that unit so it doesn't get taken back to, different areas that don't have CWD, and then those materials get disposed of in a spot where CWD can then exist on the landscape. And so, because you have to remember CWD, it's not a virus, not a bacteria, it's a prion disease, and it's a, abnormal protein that does not die. So it's a pretty scary thing that, we're trying to reduce the risk of CWD spreading, but also not making things too burdensome on hunters when they're out there actively hunting and participating in the field.
So if you're going to tag the doe in the ear, you got to know what you're going to do before you harvest your animal. I think do some homework, contact the agency. Let's jump back here. Can I use a one power red dot scope on my muzzle loader?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have magnification on the with muzzle loaders, it can be one power. But yes, as long as it doesn't go beyond that, that is legal for muzzle loader.
All right, I love this next question. By the way, get ready. So, when will the antelope lottery results be out? That was this morning, so you can go on the Game and Fish website and check, or you should have an email in your inbox. When are we going to have a season? This is a Representative Porter question, I think, Jeb. We're going to let you off the hook. When are we going to have a season on hawks? They are decimating the pheasants.
Oh, boy. we try to shy away from those federal offenses of shooting our raptors and our non-seasoned migratory bird population. So I would tell you, never.
Okay. You're not sponsoring that bill? Is that what you mean by that?
No, I don't think the federal government would be very kind to us about that.
Are there any deer tags left for 3B3? And I think they can probably go on your website and check that out, Jeb, unless you know off the top of your hand.
There's not any left in 3B3. I believe the last time I checked last night that there's only, I think, three units left, and then, of course, that's going down as each minute goes by and people get on their license. But 3F1, 3F2, and 4F, I think there's only three units as of right now that have licenses remaining out there. So, and just on that, too, I mean, it's still available for people that have not previously, received a license this year, but then after September 1st, it's going to be opened up to the remaining licenses are going to be available to anybody out there who wishes to get an additional license.
All right. Jeb, we're going to wrap up here. I didn't even get to, I got a whole bunch more questions, so we're going to have you back on another time, and I'm hoping that pheasant crow count is coming out soon for the fall. The numbers should be looking good, right?
It's going to be a great fall. Let's end it on that, Ron.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Williams. Todd, thanks for helping out today. And listeners, thanks for all the great questions and text. And join us tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.